Jesus came and told his disciples, I have been given all authority in heaven and on earth. Therefore, go and make disciples of all the nations. All the nations. From Bodenham, Maine, you need to go to all the nations. Baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Teach these new disciples to obey all the commands I have given you. And be sure of this, I'm with you always, even to the end of the age. If you compare John 1 and that Matthew 28, John 1, 2, he was with God in the beginning. In Matthew 28, I'm with you always, even to the end of the earth, to the end of time. Jesus was in the beginning. He's here with us now, and he always will be. Jesus is eternal. Let's try it again. Let's compare John and Matthew again. In John 1, 4, in him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. In Matthew 28, 19, it says, go forth and make disciples of all nations. So if Jesus is the light of the world, we have to share him with them. I know you guys are a mission-minded church. I know your pastor's heart. I know you support missionaries worldwide. I see pictures of the clamors out back. I know it's in your heart. You've done short-term mission trips. You've got a missions team. How many of you guys here have packed a shoebox? That's most of you. For the couple who haven't, and only because we got a couple ideas for you. This is a shoebox. We've all got one in the closet. They're full of pictures or cards or notes or the stuff that everyone has on the phone these days. And you simply choose a boy or a girl, an age group, and you keep that child in mind as you're packing. Things that your kids might want, things that your grandchildren might want. Stuffed animals are huge. This is a girl's box, and my wife color coordinates everything in the girl's box.
Yes.
She knits washcloths while we're watching TV at night. There's a little pink dress and a pink T-shirt, some crayons and school supplies, a hair thingy. I don't know what that is. Some crayons. She's got a boy box there.
Yeah, I think last year we showed you the one of the most coveted gifts is the deflated soccer ball with a pump for the boys. You know, maybe a water bottle, and you can fill it up. Always making more room for more things in the shoe boxes. We've even had some folks that will go to the tennis shops, and they'll give them the bottles for the tennis balls, and you can fill those up because the containers are great for the kids. I saw this that was really cool in the Philippines, that they had saved paper towel holders, and you fill it up with paper. I've got crayons and pencils. You can actually put a lot in, and it fits perfect in a shoebox. So, and you know, one of the things I've noticed going to the different collection centers and the processing centers is there's not a lot of gifts that come in for teenagers. So, you know, keep that age group in mind.
So these boxes, they shine a light in the darkest places on this planet. And they make a difference. They change lives. Go ahead and advance that slide, please. Last year, in 2015, you guys packed 11,213,010 boxes shipped all over the world. 11 million. They went to 108 different countries. Since 1993, 135 million to 160 countries. Can anybody here name more than 10 countries? They went to 160 different countries. How many different languages do you know? 100 different languages. And they print all this material in different languages. We've spoken about the good news. Let's hit on the great joy part of this. I'll go ahead and hit a couple.
this so I can see.
Next slide, please.
Oh, that's you. We thought you might like to see him. Do you know who that is? He's packing boxes. Although I saw in his video he's trying to put rockets in them, so I don't know. Yeah. So we heard you're going to have your first packing party. And in our experience, the first thing you need to do is pray and to set a goal. And perhaps you want to set a God-sized goal. And we call this leaving God room. Leave God room to work. Mm-hmm. So set some God-sized goals. Next slide. A lot of folding right there. As you know, I had the blessing to travel to the Philippines, and we're just trying to give you some ideas. The kids love the shades, the sunglasses. Flip-flops, huge. A lot of the children don't have shoes, and a flip-flop is an easy fit. Fits in the box nice. And I think you remember me telling you the story of the boy that received a pair of flip-flops on the island of Bahal, and he turned around and gave them to his grandma, who didn't have any shoes at all. So, special blessing. Soccer balls. Love the soccer balls. There's a story of a boy that received a soccer ball in Africa, and he was able to witness to 30 of his friends. They all wanted to play, right? One of the things that hit our hearts before we became year-round volunteers is just how they deliver the boxes. This week, I had another blessing that I was on the phone with this young woman and some volunteers that do similar work as I do. Her name's Dania, and she received a shoebox when she was 5 years old in a Middle Eastern country. Now, she didn't disclose the country because a lot of those Middle Eastern countries are considered restricted. So the volunteers that are delivering the gospel message in the shoeboxes, their life are at risk. So when she was five, they had gone from one Middle Eastern country and fled to a second one, living in extreme poverty. But somewhere along the line, they met a pastor, and they did come to Christ as a family. And she had memories of praying together as a family, and she would pray to have her own things, like any little girl would, her own new things. And she remembers her family as a whole would pray for a radio. And one day, they going to church, which they walked to church, which is an hour away, they had shoeboxes that day. And unlike how we usually give them out, having big hoop-de-doo party, lots of screaming, it was very private, and they asked them to hide the shoeboxes and bring them home where they would open them there. So she had the box under her coat and had to walk an hour back, and she just had this memory, she just could not wait to open that box. And her family sat in the circle on the floor. She opened it, and there was a coloring book and crayons and a Beanie Baby. She said she felt like it had come from like some kind of magical world. And at the very bottom of the box, there was another box. And you know what was in that? A radio. Mm. Because God sees each one of us. And I just ask you to pray on every box, because we hear stories like this over and over again, that those boxes are made perfect for that child. Mm. So she came here as a refugee to the United States, and now she's working for Samaritan's Purse. She's traveling around telling her story. So she said she didn't realize that her box had come from the United States, or really where it had come from. And she had volunteered to visit a processing center, and she got in there and she's like, I know these boxes. So God working in each of our lives. Yes, the packing party. We have what I call a super packer, Jen Hicks, at Christ Church in Portland, and she runs these packing parties, and they pack about 1,000 boxes at a time, and she's very well organized, as you see. She's got it all laid out, but she gets things set up, like she'll put hygiene packets together, perhaps, like a soap and a washcloth. You know, if she has, like, extra things, you know how sometimes you get donations, it's maybe just a couple of stickers or a little ball or whatever. She makes, like, little grab bags, and it looks so much more inviting, doesn't it, than just to throw them in. Legos. You know how you can buy Legos in bulk on eBay and different places like that? You know, maybe package up a bunch of Legos. Legos are considered a wow gift. Or... just a couple more ideas. I've got plenty more that I can show you after. But how about laminating some tracks and put some match car boxes, cars in there? Rolls up nice for the shoebox. Or I have one that's a dinosaur landscape. My son always loved dinosaurs. So just a few ideas for your packing party, and really just kind of set up the stations. You know, we think about containers and things. This little boy in the Philippines received a bowl and, you know, cups and things like that are great ideas. So this girl started to dance when she received her gift. As you see, she got a hair thingy, and she was dancing. Or the kids, this young man was about 4 years old, and he pulled out that truck, and he just sat there, I think, for 20 or 30 minutes, just rolling that over and over and over again. Oh, so cool. Or the boy that received a Super Ball that didn't know what it was, and when I bounced it on the ground, and it went 15 feet in the air, he flopped on the ground, and yeah, these are the other boys that were with the box, yeah. They were cute.
And there's a long way from your kitchen table to some child's hand. And this is one of the ways that they're going to get there. The volunteers on the other side in the restricted countries are putting their lives at risk. In these other countries where they're welcoming the boxes, these are impoverished pastors. These are people that are much worse off than any of us could ever imagine to be, but they're still committing their lives to this ministry because they see the value. These children see these gifts coming from America to them, and it really impacts them. It really changes their lives, and these pastors do crazy things to get them there. And you see vehicles that you can't imagine. We're not making this up. Those boxes were on someone's kitchen table here being packed on all sorts of things. Does anybody know what that is? Yeah, it's one of those, whatever. They're going to Asia, they're going to Mongolia, they're going to India, Africa.
So every shoebox attached to it is the gospel message. So every child receives the greatest gift of all in their language. So they receive that on top of their box, and it's explained to them. But in, I think we talked about this last year, but Franklin Graham, as a lot, many, many thousands, tens of thousands of children were coming to Christ, it was like, that's not enough. We need to disciple them. So that's when they came up with The Greatest Journey, which is a 12-lesson class on discipleship. And right now, this year, we have over 3 million children that are able to go through this program. And our prayer is that every child that receives a shoebox, this will also be attached to it. But, you know, we're working on funding for this. We're working on training the volunteer teachers in all these different countries. And as you see how the shoebox get there, that it's no easy task. This is the young men that were graduating in the Philippines from The Greatest Journey. They do have a graduation after it. And as you see, these boys live in a dump. But look how happy they are. They're filled with the Holy Spirit. God has them just where they're supposed to be, and they've been through the discipleship program. Praise God.
So if you do some quick math with 60 seconds in a minute, 60 minutes in an hour, 24 hours a day, 365 days in a year, 11 million boxes comes to about every 30 seconds. A child is hearing about Jesus, receiving a gift. Every 30 seconds. In the hour that we're meeting here today, 120 children will hear about Jesus. Will receive a gift, most likely for the first time in their life. Quite often for the last time in their life. You know, what's the average age in the United States now? About 80. In Rwanda, it's 39. So, yeah. What can you do? Well, you guys are doing it. You're packing boxes, okay? This ministry started with prayer. It's being prayed on right now. We pray in every box. You guys pray in every box. They're prayed on as they're being transported. They're prayed on as they're loaded into the containers, put on ships, taken off ships. We have a prayer team in Portland. We meet probably once a month. We have a call-in every Wednesday night. We all call this 800 number. And we pray together so people don't have to drive to be together. I think God still hears us that way. So let's pack some boxes. You guys are having a packing party coming up. Kathleen's got a bunch of great ideas. We'd love to talk to you after the service about it. I brought a bunch of empty boxes. John keeps asking me for more boxes. You've all got boxes in your closets. I know you do. Social media is important. To like Operation Christmas Child on Facebook is important. We're always looking for more year-round volunteers like us. We have day jobs. We live and work in Portland. But this is a real blessing. This ministry is fun, and it just changes lives, and we know it does. So we're looking for prayer partners. We're looking for year-round volunteers. And
let's pray.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Lord, I want to thank you for this congregation. I want to thank you for the leadership of Pastor Ross. And I want to ask you to bless this ministry that has embraced Operation Christmas Child. Lord, we know that every child on this planet you love. And Lord, as your hands and feet, we want to touch them. We want to share the light, share the good news of Jesus with them. Some of us, Lord, may never leave the United States. We may never get to Zimbabwe or Namibia. But you've made it, Lord, so we can do it. For $7, Lord, we can send a child a gift and change a life. So we thank you, Lord, for this ministry. We thank you for letting us come beside you. And we praise your holy name. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
If you guys will put up with us, we get another short video to show you.
Oh.
Is there time, Pastor?
Go ahead.
It's a bye week for the Patriots, so.
I was once a senior mother. We went on
all right.
To the village, you know, very tough. And so I remember when I was age 12, they were having a special Christmas event. And they invited the children of my community. We were so excited as kids. Coming to the end of the program, they were announced that they had gifts for us. I remember the moment I opened my shoebox, and sitting on top of my shoebox was a Slinky. I just learned that it was called a Slinky a short while back, but I guess you didn't need a manual to operate a Slinky. So just to know that somebody loved God so much that they will want to pack a shoebox and send for us as children, it just caused me to develop more interest in this church. I made a decision to commit my life to Christ, got baptized. I became mentor and used pastor for this church, and God just worked for them. That commitment that I made to God that day when I received my shoebox, I believe, is what led me to mentor me in a sense.
Wow.
I saw this as an opportunity to impact change in my nation, not for myself, but for people like me, who go with me, people who are otherwise hopeless, people who are otherwise not able to accomplish the dream and the vision of life. But I knew that God was able to find the one in the bushes of St. David's, in a home of poverty. And God was able to take me from that home of poverty into the halls of paradise in my country. And if God was able to do that, how much more would He be able to do for me? And so the decision to me was very straightforward. I would resign from the parliament of my country, pursue the call of God. I can relate to the impact a stable shoebox can have on the life of a child. Because I am that child who received a shoebox whose life was transformed. It encourages me to reach out to many children by volunteering to accomplish a Christmas child. And when I hand a shoebox to a child, I am handing hope to that child. I am handing potential to that child. I am handing transformation to that child. My life was never the same after I received my shoebox. That shoebox packed within me something that I never knew was there. It released within me a potential that I never knew was there. A shoebox is one thing that all of us can do. And so I wish that people in the family shoebox would understand that indeed they have become heroes for many of us. They have brought hope to our life.